With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are excited to welcome on Cubs outfielder Kyle Schwarber. Kyle, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking some time out this morning. You know, Mike and I were talking about the lineups, and I'm going to relate this story because early in the year, I remember you were on a hot streak. You had had 7 out of 10 hits in 2 games, and then Joe's lineup didn't have you in the lineup the next day. I came up to you, and I said, do you want me to go into Joe's office and talk to him kiddingly? And you took it very seriously, and you said, what was the outcome of the game? I said, well, you guys won. He said, that's it. So I guess that perspective is what champions are all about, Kyle, and the fact that when you do really buy in to a championship team, you put yourself second, third, and fourth.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think the biggest thing here, what we have with this team is we have a bunch of talent, and the talent's got to play. And there's going to be days where there's going to be some guys who are sitting, and they're going to have to impact the game off the bench. And there's going to be guys out there who are going to be starting and have to go ahead and impact the game 1 through 9. And, it's just the nature of this team. And, it's a good problem to have when we have guys who could be a bunch of 3, 4, 5, 6 hole hitters on any team in the big leagues. And, we embrace it and we go out there and we're trying to just go out there and win ball games at the end of the day.
Kyle, we were talking a little bit earlier about yesterday's win and specifically John Lester's performance. And statistically, if you look at the numbers, not his greatest outing, but if you were there at the game and you were watching closely under the conditions, under what he was dealing with, I thought it was really a great performance. And when he needed to come up big there in the sixth, he was able to do it.
Exactly. You know, I think the biggest thing there is John is he's a competitor. You know, he's a guy who's going to go out there, and even if he doesn't have his best stuff that day, he's going to give you 6 innings. And he's going to go out there and keep that team close for us to go ahead and keep chugging away and putting up some runs on that guy. And that's why I think John is, one of the best big-game pitchers in the game and one of the best pitchers in the game. And he's going to have a nice future after baseball is done. Hopefully getting into the Hall of Fame. But, we can't say, enough words about John Lester and what he means to the organization.
The communication with the Cubs from people that have played elsewhere and come here and play for Joe and the coaching staff seems to be as good as any in baseball. From your perspective, when you get these lineups, and I guess, is it right that you guys get lineups 3 days in advance of when you're playing?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you get these lineups. So the communication and Joe's communication, this has been your only organization. You can't compare it anywhere else. But from your perspective, when you hear guys come in and talk about it, what is the conversation about? And do they all seem to respond to the fact that this has been a pretty good winning team for a long time that seems to really communicate well?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is when other guys come into this organization. And like you said, this has only been my organization I've been in for. But everyone talks about how first class this organization is and how things are run here and how they treat the players, how you communicate with the players, and how they try to give the players everything they need to just worry about going out and focusing on winning baseball games. And they say that's not like, it's not like this anywhere else. And, I think it's something that we don't take, for granted, that's for sure.
Kyle Schwarber is our guest here on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score. Kyle, you've led off a lot this year. You've batted at various parts in the lineup. Is there a comfort level for you more so at one spot than another, or you just kind of go up and make your at-bats as you always would, regardless of where you're batting in the order?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I want to go up there and make them just like any other at-bat. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is, especially being in the leadoff spot, is just being able to take away the leadoff saying or whatever the general knowledge of a leadoff hitter is, and just be able to go up there and take my bat. And I'm going to be a guy who's I'm going to hit it out of the park, but I'm also going to take a walk. And I think the biggest thing for me is, and what I've learned from, is just being able to take your bat and not try to force things, not try to force the walk, and be aggressive to your pitch, be aggressive in the zone, but also be selective.
Kyle, how often do teammates go up to other teammates or the group and say, I lost my concentration, I know I have to do better? Or is that just assumed when a guy makes a mental error out there, from time to time? Because it happens. Yesterday, the Heat might have gotten to both teams as far as making physical and mental errors. How do you look at it? And what is the chatter in the clubhouse internally when a guy – knows that he messed up? Does he come to other teammates?
Yeah, I think there's going to be times when you want to address things, but there's a way to go about it. But, as well, there's times where, you really don't need to say anything, because we got a bunch of really smart baseball players here. And, I think everyone knows when, you have a mental error. You physical errors are going to happen. There's nothing you can really do about a physical error, but we really do try to limit the mental errors. And I think those are times where you just got to be able to let the player go ahead and I think that they know what they did wrong. And if there's some times that we've had multiples in some games or a series or whatever it is, we all might, get together as players and sit down and try to talk it out and refocus for going into the next series.
And that's where great leadership comes in, because if you go locker to locker and you ask people who the leaders are in the team, most everybody says they're everywhere. And is that the way that you look at it? I mean, maybe – a lot of people look to Lester, maybe some look to Rizzo and Hayward, but I look at leadership, like guys who yourself would tell me, hey, did we win or lose? That's a leadership quality to talk about how the perspective is about the team.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's everywhere. Everyone, I would say generally, obviously everyone wants to generate towards Rizzo, Lester, obviously the veteran type guys, Hayward, but once we're all in a group, in a big group setting, everyone comes out and says their piece, and it's not a one-sided conversation, which I think is most needed in a team. Everyone wants to get their point across and to be able to be there for others and pick each other up, and I think that's what the great part about this team is. Everyone's here for each other, and no one's out here playing, just for themselves. We all know we're playing for something bigger, and we all have a collective goal, and we all want to go out there and play clean baseball. And I think that's the biggest thing about this team, that no one's afraid to the voice their opinion.
Last thing for you, Kyle, we appreciate your time, and you have to pick one. Would you rather sit through a polar vortex like we had this winter or 108 heat index like we had yesterday and today? You got to pick
108.
All day, right?
No doubt. It's funny. We were all in here, saying, if anyone complains about this heat, just think about playing in 34-degree weather. Yeah. I think that we all rather be out there, sweating our what's off, but then going out there and trying to stay warm.
Kyle, we appreciate your time. Thanks for picking up the phone and joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. I'll see you out at the ballpark, okay?
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle Schwarber from Wrigley Field checking in on Inside the Clubhouse. Things that you get here, you don't get very many other places on the Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.